Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877 DOCDALI. So, you know, having people in my family who are transgender, gay, in my extended family, and having friends and, you know, going through medical school, I have never understood why the percentages of those who are LGBTQ plus were as low as they were. When I was in medical school, we were taught that one in six men have experimented with homosexuality, one in eight men are gay. That is a much larger percentage than the 1% transgender statistic, 3% of these statistics were showing is less than 3%, 2%, and, you know, depending on the part of the spectrum they're reporting on. And as a physician, I'm telling you, it's a lot more. And it's always been. There's been a very large, much larger population of LGBTQ than expected. And we are starting to hear that the Gen Zs seem to have higher percentages of LGBTQ than others. So the baby boomers, they were born after World War II, so 1945 to 1965. Actually, 45 to 65 is the baby boomers. Then Gen Xs are 65 to 1980. So those born between 65 and 80. Then you have your millennials, which are 1980 to 1995. You have your Gen Zs, which were born between 1995 and 2010. And then you have Generation Alpha, which is your 2010 on up. So Generation Alphas at the oldest are about 12 years old at the oldest. But your Gen Zs, I have kids that are Gen Z. The Gen Z group is the one that the population right now that seems to have the highest percentage of those who identify along the LGBTQ plus spectrum. Now, a poll last month had said one in five Gen Z adults identify as LGBTQ. This is a Gallup poll. And the percentage has doubled over the years. In fact, I think it's even tripled. And so a question people have been asking is, you know, why is Disney, you know, bringing up sex? Why does there have to be kissing? You know, people have asked for years, why does the princess have to kiss the prince? Well, because the prince saved her. Why does the princess need saving from the prince? And so one thing that Disney has been doing is transitioning that kiss part, which I still think doesn't really need to happen, you know, between the princess and the prince, you know, because I'm sorry, most princesses save themselves. Thank you. But I get it. They, you know, some of this old, I don't know, fairy tale nostalgia, but they're starting to change that part, making it more LGBTQ inclusive. And, you know, parents are asking, why does Disney have to take on this role? Well, interestingly, Disney's head of content says Gen Z is 30 to 40% quote-unquote queerer than previous generations. And it is a business decision to target them. So one question that has been brought up by my listeners is your choice to be heterosexual or homosexual environmental, or are you born with it? And that's an interesting topic here because I cannot stand. I think it's child abuse to force a child to go through training, class training, to not be gay. I mean, you know how many states have outlawed that. You cannot force your child to go through, you know, gay cleansing or whatever. Some of these, there's been some agencies that have tried to do, because a person, you know, is who they are, and I think it's predetermined at birth. But then the question comes into play, if the Generation Z individuals have a higher percentage, is that then environmental and not genetic? Well, see, for me, as I've said before, I've always thought the percentages were too low. I've always thought the amount of people on the LGBTQ spectrum were a lot higher than ever purported. So I don't think so much we have more, shall we say, people who fall on, and heterosexuality is a spectrum also, but who identifies LGBTQ. I think we've always had those high numbers. And it's just now people feel comfortable to discuss it, to talk about it. You know, in the olden days, if somebody was gay, they had to hide it. They felt like they had to hide it. They'd get married, they'd have kids, they might be miserable, their spouse might be miserable, and they would, you know, nowadays it's, you know, live the way you want to, live the life you want to. And so, you know, people have asked, if you're gay, do you give birth to a child who's gay? It's hard to say, because now there's such spectrums of sexuality and, you know, gender nonconforming versus, you know, transgender or cisgender, that I don't think they have the studies. I don't think they have the evidence to be able to say. So Disney is saying, because the population is expanding, the population is growing, that's why they need to target. You know, most of us as parents are like, kids don't need to talk about sex. Kids don't need to, you know, until they go through sex ed. But that's not what Disney feels their role is. Disney is telling a story. Disney is giving kids, you know, idols, giving kids aspirations, giving kids these tales to show that, you know, people can overcome. And so Disney wants everyone to feel, that's what Disneyland's about in Disney World, where everybody's happy. Everybody feels included. So, you know, for those people thinking, you know, Disney overstepped, Disney feels that's their role. And so, you know, I think we, as a physician, we need to make sure we have resources for those that seem to feel like they can't talk to their parents, you know. But as I said earlier in the show, when it comes to transitioning, you know, there's a lot of things we need to speak about with children, such as fertility issues, and sometimes kids aren't ready to make those decisions. So it gets complex, but well, let's hear from you. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813. 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. That was called Robert because one of our listeners named Robert has a question. But I want to just get to this very quickly here. You know, we've been watching, since the Ukraine war started, refugees leave. And we spoke about how, you know, the news might not really cover a lot of what's going on with the refugees because it doesn't sell. People want to know what's going on with the bombing, want to know what's, you know, happening at one train station versus another, what's happening with the troops. They want to see the maps. They don't want to see crying children. They don't want to see women crying whose husbands have had to go back to fight the war, who could be dead by now. And so we don't see the details, the gritty details of what's happening. And so we think, as a whole, that people got to take a bath, They got to grab a bag, and they got to leave. And some of the video footage that we do have, where the reporters were able to be and talk to people, you see people in their pink coats and their red coats, bright coats, which really contrasts with pictures of refugees in World War II. Again, we don't know what color their coats were, but my guess is there were colors, maybe not as bright as the ones they have. But yeah, they did have colorful coats back in the 40s and 30s. But the, you know, you hear the people talk, they look like they have still makeup, it looks like they still have a hair pin, all that. Then you think, okay, well, they're going to go to another country, they're going to get food, they're going to get supplies, they're going to get a home, it's all good. And apparently it's not all good. Daily Mail is reporting that Ukrainians arriving under the Homes for Ukraine scheme are already being forced into homelessness, and a number of female refugees have faced sexual advances by their British hosts. Whoa. Families who have arrived under the new visa scheme, according to Daily Mail, say they are still struggling to access cash while they wait for benefits and are having to be put up in hotels. Dozens of matches under the separate Homes for Ukraine scheme are understood to have broken down, with the local authorities having to put families in emergency accommodation while they wait to find a new sponsor. So I believe the scheme is such that there are people willing to provide a roof over that family's head. But who are these people living with? How much vetting has been done? You go into somebody's home, you could be a victim. Around 12,000 people have arrived in the UK under the Ukraine visa schemes as of Tuesday. The chairman of the local government association, Councillor James Jameson, said councils need to be told in advance who is arriving under the family scheme and given funding so they could support them. Councils have already seen a concerning increase in homelessness. Presentations from Ukraine arrivals, including those who have arrived via the family scheme where the family's accommodation is not suitable or the relationship is broken down shortly after the arrival. So they move in there, they think everything's going to be fine, and they don't get along. And it breaks down. Or, like I said, there's assault or advances. Lone children are arriving in the UK without their parents. It comes as Home Secretary Priti Patel apologized with frustration over the amount of time it's taken for Ukrainians to arrive in the UK under the current visa schemes. Ms. Patel denied visa requirements and checks are slowing the process and causing delays, insisting the UK will absolutely see changes in numbers as work continues. So, even though 10,800 people have arrived under the Ukraine family scheme, only 1,200 have made it to the UK as part of the Homes for Ukraine sponsorship scheme. As of Thursday, 80,000 applications have been submitted. 40,900 visas have been granted. Now, this is just UK alone. You know, we in America, we are bracing for the Title 42 sunset, and not only Ukrainian refugees, which we promised to take in. I think we promised to take in at least 100,000, but I think it's obviously going to be a lot more. But also people from Mexico, Cuba, Guatemala, El Salvador, Chile, you know, we're going to be pretty much opening up, you know, for everybody. And so the money it's going to take, as well as the infrastructure, it's not there. And when you ask, you know, the bordering, governors of those border states, if you ask the Border Patrol agents, they're like, we need help. And so if UK is having this much trouble, with only, 10,000 people, how are we going to handle ours? They say last month their government announced the launch of the Homes for Ukraine scheme that pays families £350 a month to take in those fleeing Russian brutality for at least 6 months. Within hours, the website had over 200,000 people sign up. But the Times reports that there has been what government officials called matching failures by refugees who have arrived on a visa. In a survey published last week, the LGA said 57 councils have been approached by a total of 144 Ukrainian households who have become homeless after arriving, you know, under both schemes. So British Red Cross has had to refer people to homelessness charities, local authorities, housing associations due to problems getting funds or accommodation, In some cases, it has to fund short-term accommodation itself as an emergency measure. So an issue, like we see with foster children, is you'll have parents say, you know what, we'll do it. Sign us up. They get the money. But then the kids might not get fed that well. Now, you know, luckily we have a program now where we check on the kids and we make sure they look fed and dressed and they look happy. But, you know, there have been, sadly, you know, some foster families that would just take the money and would neglect the kids. But the other thing, too, that I think a lot of people don't understand is we all want to help, right? So we're like, oh, yeah, we'll take a family. We'll take a family. Let's do it. Let's do it. Absolutely. We will take a family. But I don't think people are trained beforehand what to expect. I mean, I've had roommates. I've lived with roommates. I've had brothers and sisters. I even had to share a bed with them when, you know, we were younger. So I'm, you know, comfortable with not having my own space. But a lot of people don't. And so the refugee comes in, and they have a family, and the kids might be noisy, or there might be a baby crying, or they might want to watch TV, or they might, you know, or they might, and you know, 350 pounds isn't enough for their food, clothes, transportation. And so I think a lot of people might be thinking, wait a second, you know, these families need more than that. I'm not getting anything out of it, and now I've lost basically my privacy and my, you know, my space. It's, you know, when you take in a refugee, and we want people to do that, it just, I don't know if a lot of people know what they're getting into. And it is a lot of work. And it's, I mean, how many times have you had a house guest and after a day or two, you're like, all right, done. And I think that could be what's happening. Now, if you're never home and you have a basement, you have an extra room, it's fantastic. Please, please help people out. But if you have a small apartment and you have, you know, some extra space in the living room, you know, and you think, you know, oh, yeah, you know, I could be there for, you know, for somebody could be here for a night or two, you know, make sure that's what you're signing up for. But if they have to stay longer than a night or two, and many of them do, that, you know, you might need to rethink before you sign up for that. Yeah, it's amazing. You know, people will say, yeah, I'm coming into town. I'm like, oh, great, can't wait to have you. And I've had some house guests where they are awesome. But then I've had others where I am counting the minutes till they leave. It's just there's energies, there's, you know, you might want to get to work, and, you know, they're there and they want to talk, or they always want to talk, or they always want to do something, or they're, you know, it changes things. And I get it's wartime, we want to help. But what you don't want to do is take in a family and then eject them from your home. So, you know, it's going to take a lot of money. It's going to take a lot of time. But these Ukrainian refugees do not have it easy. They're also depressed. I mean, you think, oh, we're going to have a roommate. It's going to be fun. These are people who possibly have lost their husbands, their fathers. They've lost their home. They might have even lost their children, their best friends. And they're now in a foreign town without the language. They don't know the language, without money, and without a future. They're not going to be happy, fun people. They're not going to be ready to party. They will be grateful. But you need to understand the psychology. They're also going to need counseling. And there's not enough counseling. And people opening up their home may be like, I can't deal with it. And I get it. I'm not, you know, shaming anybody, throwing shade. I get how difficult it could be. Just know what you're signing up for. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813.
3 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen.
Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results should not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Russian missile attack on a Ukrainian train station kills at least 50 people and injures dozens of others. Ukrainian officials now say 98 others, mostly women and children, have also been injured at the station in the eastern part of the country. Russia is denying that they carried out the strike, calling the accusations by Ukraine a provocation, and officials saying around 40 people died on the scene at the train station. President Biden and Vice President Harris are honoring newly confirmed Supreme Court pick Ketanji Brown Jackson.
And today is a good day, a day that history is going to remember.
The president fulfilling a campaign promise by saying he would use a person's skin color as his first qualification for the nation's highest court. The president with nothing else on his public schedule. USA Radio News. An Iowa man arrested 6 years ago is caught in the state of Washington.
U.S. Marshals in the Southern District of Iowa are reporting a Des Moines survivalist who faked his own death and fled the state to avoid a trial on alleged child pornography charges in 2016 is back in custody. U.S. Marshals found and arrested 28-year-old Jacob Greer in Spanaway, Washington. Spanaway is about a 20-minute drive south of Tacoma. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Border Patrol agents have arrested 72 people on 3 boats trying to cross into the United States near San Diego. The Border Patrol says they were able to stop 2 of the boats before they got to land and arrested the people from Mexico coming off a 3rd boat. While trying to escape, one woman fell into the water and was hit by the boat. An agent swam out to rescue her and pulled her to shore. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so U.S. is now seeing indications that Russia is recruiting more troops, which we've expected. They were recruiting, I think, people from Syria, Iran. Not sure if they're using people from China, maybe Belarus probably. But U.S. has now reported to CNN that they have seen indications that Russia is looking to recruit upwards of 60,000 troops between new conscripts, which is drafts, and mobilizing reservists to reinforce their invasion forces. This is according to a senior U.S. defense official. The official cautioned that it remains to be seen how successful Russia would be in meeting that target, how much training those forces would get, and where they would be sent. The official also said that the U.S. has not seen that there are fresh reinforcements, fully trained, fully armed, ready to reinforce already depleted Russian battalion tactical groups. They said with regards to their current ability, Russia is now below 85% of their assessed available combat power. Moscow amassed prior to the invasion. So an official would not put a specific number on the total number of Russian troops that have been killed to date. The aggregate tells us that they are under 85% of their assessed available combat power. It's a good sign, but sadly, they keep hitting Ukraine. The U.S. also believes that Russian military has not solved their logistics and sustainment problems, including problems that existed outside Ukraine. And the official said those problems mean that they will be unlikely to be able to reinforce their forces in the eastern part of the Ukraine with any great speed, which means now would be the time to counter. They said, we don't believe that in general this is going to be a speedy process for them given the kinds of casualties they've taken and the kind of damage that they sustained to the unit's readiness. So Russia has started to withdraw from the Sumy region. We're being told that's Ukraine's northern Sumy region. They're building up forces on the country's east. They had said, oh, yeah, what we'll do is we'll, you know, to show that we are willing to negotiate, we will leave Kyiv. They couldn't take Kyiv. They couldn't. That was a failed mission. Ukraine held them back, thank God. And so now they're going where they feel they can win. Russia's military announced previously that it was withdrawing from northern Ukraine around Kyiv to concentrate efforts in the eastern Donbas region. So Russian troops have continued to build up in the southern Zaporizhia and eastern Donetsk regions and continued an offensive in the direction of Popasna and Severodonetsk in eastern Luhansk. Now, there was a railroad strike at the Kramatorsk, and the European Union and multiple leaders are now condemning. There was a rocket strike on a railway station. This was in the eastern Ukrainian city of Kramatorsk. It killed 30 people, wounded about 100. I believe children were among those dead. And so European Union's representative for foreign affairs and security policy has strongly condemned the strike. I get why everybody has to condemn and they have to make a statement, but again, these people need help. These people need to get out now. And if they were at the rail station trying to escape, trying to get out, you know, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said she was appalled by the despicable missile attack, and her thoughts or prayers are with the families of the victims. So Ukrainian civilians are trying to flee. And so people trying to flee were killed at the rail station. Dozens dead, hundreds injured. They won't let them leave. As I said, the UN has a duty to get those people out. If U.S. doesn't want to put boots on the ground, I get that. You know, if France, if these countries don't want to go to war with Russia, I get that. But the UN has a role, especially since Russia is a part of the UN, to stop Russia from attacking at least long enough for us to get those people out. Macron, French president, has reiterated, also condemned the strike, has reiterated that the European Union will continue to provide humanitarian, military, and financial support to Ukraine. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has responded to the deadly attack, saying it was completely unacceptable. 50 people killed in the missile strike at the train station. Yeah, it's unacceptable. It is. But now what? So, you know, people are trying to flee. They're trying to get out of there. So more bodies have been found in Bucha. Odessa's under curfew due to threat of Russian strikes. Russia has expelled Polish diplomats as tensions between Russia and Europe are increasing. Hungary had said that they were going to buy fuel from Russia using rubles as Russia demanded. The European Union said, then you're going to be in violation of the European Union. So there's already starting to be some little tensions among the European Union and European leaders in terms of how to move forward with the lack of access to fuel. Germany is going to try to become fuel independent from Russia. Zelensky is meeting with European leaders right now in Kyiv, a meeting between Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, and High Representative of the European Union for Foreign Affairs, Josep Borrell. They are meeting right now, according to Zelensky's office. They say negotiations will take place in a narrow circle, after which the head of state and EU representatives will make statements to Ukrainian foreign media to answer their questions. So we'll hear more of what they decide. But obviously, Zelensky's asking for help. And he keeps asking for help. He's traveling to ask for help. He's back on the battlefield. This is, he should not have to be doing this much work to get the international community to help. The U.S. is assessing this Russian short-range ballistic missile that did hit the train station. They believe it was a SS-21 short-range ballistic missile. They say that, U.S. does not have good visibility into the Russian targeting process. The train station is a major rail hub right on the edge of a line of contact between Russian and Ukrainian forces. So we'll keep you guys posted as we hear more. I'm giving you guys the headlines. UK is going to send more air defense, according to CNN, and more anti-tank missiles to Ukraine. Boris Johnson is going to be sending a new package of high-grade military equipment worth £100 million. He also spoke alongside German Chancellor, who's helping as well. France is ready to go further to ban Russian oil. You're like, why isn't it done already? And again, they're sadly so dependent on them. Belgians are encouraged to reduce energy consumption to support Ukraine. So there's a new government campaign launched in Belgium, encouraging citizens and households to reduce their energy consumption to be smart with energy and help Ukraine. They say smart use of energy is good for your wallet. It helps us to become less dependent on Russia and is good for the climate. So Belgian Energy Minister Tim van der Straaten is heading that initiative. It's going to run for 5 weeks online. It's on all Belgian radio stations. And so they want people to turn down their thermostat by 1 degree, check the energy rating on home appliances like refrigerators and freezers, leave the car at home more often, consider using a microwave to reheat food. It uses 4 times less energy than the stove or oven. We all should be trying to conserve energy, honestly. I mean, look what's happening in Puerto Rico and their grid, and their power grid. But Belgium imports about 30% petroleum, 20% uranium, and 6% natural gas from Russia. So they think they'll have plenty of supplies, but they have to start making moves because it looks like there is going to be that embargo and Europe is going to be cut off eventually from fuel. Either Russia will do it or Europe will do it. European Union is also going to do an import ban on Russian coal. That's going to begin in August. That's a part of a 5th package of sanctions against Russia. So they didn't lay all their hands on the table, lay all their cards on the table. They're going piece by piece, and it looks like Russia doesn't seem to care. I mean, maybe they had to be crushed all at once, you know? But I get, they did this so that they wouldn't have to, you know, go to war. So, we'll keep you posted on what happens with Zelensky in the meeting. 1-877-DOT-BELLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So let's talk a little bit about bees. Bees are dealing with a parasite. And bee officials are trying to work on that because we need our bees so they can make their honey, so they can pollinate flowers. I'd rather the pollen stick on the bee than me breathing it because I'm having a hell of a time with pollen right now. But I guess the greatest threat right now to honeybees is this varroa mite. It is a blind, eight-legged parasite. This is being reported by science.org. And it can kill enough bees to doom an entire colony. Researchers report that a strain of honeybee bred to fight back survives much better than standard commercial colonies, even under the stressful conditions of industrial-scale pollinating. They said it's really encouraging. I hope beekeepers pay attention. So honeybees and their colonies. Oh, it's big. I think people are stealing each other's honeybees. Didn't that happen in California where people were stealing honeybees? I don't know how you get away with that, and how do you do that without getting stung? That's got to be very difficult. I got stung by a bee, and I didn't mean to. I was just walking on a beach, and I stepped on the bee, and I guess I did, and I started screaming and cussing, and there were kids around because we were with our friends, and it was so painful. And the funny thing is nobody even gave me sympathy. You know, like, oh, you stepped on a bee. It felt like a knife going into your foot. And I don't know what the heck the bee was doing on the ground. Maybe it was injured, but I guess I stepped on it. It was just horrible. But we love our bees. We're supposed to love our bees. If you don't bug the bee won't bug you. And honeybee colonies in the United States produce about 68 million kilograms of honey each year. They also pollinate crops like our blueberries, our apples, almonds. That generates $400 million in revenue a year. Beekeeping operations, though, face losses from pesticides, inadequate nutrition, and then parasites and pathogens. They say 29% of all colonies are too weak to survive into the next year because they lose so many of the worker bees. Now, the Varroa mite is beekeepers' top concern. That's according to Alina Nino, an entomologist who specializes in honeybees at University of California, Davis. These mites weaken bees by feeding on their fat bodies. That's what they said, fat bodies. I didn't think bees were fat, but, you know, or the fat in their body. But they said by feeding on their fat bodies. Oh, here we go. Their fat bodies are organs vital for metabolism and the immune system. In addition, the mites spread deadly viruses among the bees and between hives because they're carrying pathogens with them. So it's a big problem worldwide, could cause tremendous losses. So to keep mites in check, beekeepers use these chemicals called miticides, rather than insecticides, miticides. But now mites have evolved resistance to many of those chemicals. So what they're going to do is they're going to breed the honeybees to fight the mites. Some bees are genetically predisposed to groom themselves and other bees. They kill mites during grooming by biting off their legs. Another behavior known as varroa-sensitive hygiene prevents mites from reproducing inside the hive. These mites may lay their eggs in the brood cells where honeybee larvae develop. The honeybees with the right genes will check the cells for varroa mites and then remove any infested larvae from the hive. So you'll have somebody on hive check. So that's going to be pretty cool. It'd be interesting to see what they do. In the last 14 years, researchers with the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, have been working to create pollen strain of bees named for their ability to pollinate. Maybe it's pollen. Did you see I tried to say pollinate to make the pollen? It's pollen. I probably mispronounced it. Cut me some slack. So the docile pollen bees have larger colonies and make a lot of honey. What's more, they have high levels of varroa-sensitive hygiene. So they've been doing testing with them, and I'm not going to go all into it, but it's pretty, pretty cool. They've even been experimenting with colonies and in Mississippi. So we'll see what happens. But these pollen colonies are 30% more likely to survive the workload than commercial bees. And they did a better job of keeping the parasites under control. So it was a study published in Scientific Reports. That's Darwinian selection at its finest. These bees that are able to kind of hold back at bay, mites, they do it. Now let's talk about spiders. Oh, my gosh. All right, spiders. I used to love spiders, think they're the coolest thing until I got bit by one, and that bite almost consumed my leg. It was so dangerous that I am now scared of spiders. But as we know, spiders use their web to ping their radar, to transmit cells. And scientists have looked a little deeper into that. And they say spiders do use their webs as giant hearing aids to amplify audio vibrations through their legs. Researchers from Binghamton University looked at how the orb-weaving spiders are the spiders, remember Charlotte Webb? Charlotte's Web, they make those types of webs. They wanted to look how they detect sounds. And they found that the spiders use their webs as extended auditory arrays to capture sounds, which are then vibrated through their legs. So, as we know, the spider sits there, and then when they feel the vibration, it looks, and then it follows and goes and eats the bug. The technique gives spiders advance warning of incoming prey or predators as well, so then they know when to run. Previous studies have shown that when something vibrates the web, spiders are quick to respond. But in this new study, the team showed for the first time that spiders like to turn, crouch, or flatten out in response to sounds in the air. In the same way in which we use our eardrums, spiders detect minuscule vibrations through sensory organs in the tips of their legs, so they use their legs to hear. Fascinating. Weaver spiders are known to make very large webs, creating a huge sound-sensitive surface area that's up to 10,000 times greater than the spider itself. So how did they test it? Because I wouldn't have gotten next to that spider. I would have been like, okay, I don't care that much. They can hear. Let's move on. But these scientists are pretty bold guys here. And they tested them by they had orb weavers spin a web inside a frame in a completely soundproof room. Once the web had been built, the researchers played a pure tone sound from 9.8 feet away. Wanted to see if the spiders would react or not. Amazingly, the team found that spiders responded to the sound at levels as low as 68 decibels. Then they placed the sound source at a 45-degree angle to see if this affected the spider's behavior. They found that the animals could tell where the sound was coming with 100% accuracy. Then the team used lasers to confirm that the web vibrates across a huge range of frequencies. So this is being reported by Daily Mail. Very, very cool stuff. They crouch, they stretch, they change the tension of the web, and then they could tune into different frequencies. You know, I wonder if they're also making music, you know, that way too. You know, maybe they're just kind of bouncing around and doing that so that they can, you know, yeah. So this means the spiders can customize their web to hear certain sounds. And I got to tell you, these orb web spiders are the ones that make the very pretty, you know, symmetrical. It's amazing what they can do. Your black widows, I always know when we have a black widow because their web is very chaotic. It's ridiculous. You're like, you know, were you on crack? Their web is so messy and it's long, but it's very convoluted and confusing. And yeah, but the orb web spiders, they're just really nice. So yeah, so it's very interesting, the soundproofing room. Actually, nicer soundproofing than I have in my studio. I think I need better soundproofing. By the way, arachnophobia, they say, is in our DNA. See, me, I got scared of arachnids after I got bit by one. But they say, dating back hundreds of thousands of years, the instinct to avoid spiders developed as an evolutionary response to a dangerous threat. So arachnophobia, they dated back to human evolution in Africa. So spiders had nasty venom, and humans were like, ooh, those creepy crawly things are scary. 1-877, that's Sally, don't go away.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.